The passage that I just read from the gospel is particularly meaningful to me because it's a text that is often used when a man is ordained a priest. Because this passage is all about the authority given to the priest by Jesus. And authority is very different from authoritarianism. Sometimes priests can come across as being authoritarian, and that is not the right use of authority. That's a taking of the authority and manipulating it for one's own end. But true authority, given by Jesus, is always given in order for the people of God to discover freedom. In that reading, there's an interesting reference to the book of Ezekiel. When St. Matthew tells us that Jesus looked upon the people and they looked like sheep without a shepherd, Matthew and his readers would have known, oh, he's referring to Ezekiel 34. Why? Because in Ezekiel 34, we read of authoritarian leaders who use their position in a way to manipulate and control the people of God to serve them. That's what authoritarianism always does. It always serves the person who has the power. And of course, Ezekiel stands in judgment and condemnation of such leaders. But here's the other thing that this beautiful text tells us. It looks forward to the day when the true shepherd will come. And he will gather together his people, and he will lead them not as an authoritarian leader, but as one with true authority. That's why Jesus got into such hot water with all of the religious authorities of his day, because so many of them were authoritarian. And he challenged it always then, and he challenges it now as well. Again, part of the whole terrible thing that has happened with the sex abuse scandal is the consequence of a church that has allowed far too often for authoritarian leadership to take root. It's also good to know that in the Vatican, the Pope is cleaning up the terrible things that have happened there with finances and the corruption that has existed at the highest levels of the power of the church. And of course, what we need to recognize is this kind of thing always goes on. But what Jesus is always doing is calling us into a new vision, a new purpose, a new understanding of what it is to be the church. And we have such an amazing account of what that means in today's gospel. I have some slides that are going to be projected up here onto the screen. And as you can see, there's a word at the top here. It's the word chiasm. The letter chi in Greek is the letter that would be equivalent to us of the letter X. And a chiasm is a literary structure where there is a movement to the middle where the lines come together, and that's the key point. And what is so amazing about this passage from Matthew chapter 9 is it is a perfect chiasm. It goes A, B, C, D, E, and you see the E? That's where I've highlighted, and it says Jesus gave them authority. And then it goes what's called D prime, C prime, B prime, A prime. So you've got the idea being introduced, it gets to the heart at the E, and then it's developed even more. Let's go on to the next slide. And here we see the first A, that Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease. So we see the work is happening in Jesus. And then we're told, and here's the passage reference to Ezekiel, that the crowds were like sheep without a shepherd. And then Jesus says to ask the Father, ask the Master to send those out into the harvest field who would be laborers. In other words, true men of God who would understand the call of Ezekiel 34 and how they are to live. And then we're told that he summoned the 12. Part of the lectionary reading leaves out the naming of the 12 apostles. But that's what we actually have at this point. And then, interesting, see what happens next. We get to the E. This is the heart of the chiasm, where now the authority that Jesus manifested in his ministry, he's giving to the apostles so that they will manifest it in their ministry. The only authority they have is the authority that Jesus has given to them. Now check out the rest of the chiasm. The names of the 12. And so they're named there. And then he sent out these 12s, where? Into that harvest field that he spoke of. We'll go to the last two. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right? So here, Jesus referring to Ezekiel 34 is you are to be the kinds of shepherds that represent the true shepherd. And then finally, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, cure the sick, raise the dead, etc. You might want to study this passage on your own. It's a remarkable text and one that I want to reflect on more, because the more I see it, the more it helps us to understand what the ministry of the church always has been, but particularly today. That we need a church in the 21st century that is not authoritarian at all. We need a church in the 21st century where priests know that they have been given an authority by Jesus. But that is an authority, first of all, for proclamation. And so priests have to be men of the word. We have to study scripture. We have to love scripture. We have to teach scripture to our people so that you come to love scripture. And we come to see the fullness of this proclamation. You might have noticed in this passage, there's a particular reference to demons, and that part of the authority of the church is to cast out demons because Jesus did. There's a problem. Modern people, for the most part, don't believe in the devil and they don't believe in demons. And even in the church, there has been a particular tendency to sort of shy away from this part of the scripture. But here's the issue. The culture we live in believes in demons big time. Do you know that there are 32 shows on television now that particularly celebrate the occult? Teenagers, adults, people of all ages play with Ouija boards, tarot cards, seances, all of these things that become ways for which the enemy gets into a person's life. I'm very thankful that the church is recognizing this more and more. And just to share with you, I have been asked to participate in a course that is 120 hours of teaching by what's called the Leo XIII Institute that is helping priests to better understand this whole area of ministry. Because in the 21st century, we need a church where her leaders so love Jesus, so love his word, but so love the people of God, that we want to be able to minister to them in the places where they truly are being harassed like sheep without a shepherd. And one of the ways that is happening today is through an increased activity of the demonic. And so for us as a church, this is a great opportunity because we have a 2,000-year tradition that has understood the reality of this, but somehow we have kind of forgotten it over the last 50, 60, or 70 years. But I am convinced that the Holy Spirit is doing something. The Holy Spirit is raising up more and more priests who understand that this isn't supposed to be the focus of our ministry, but it has to be part of our ministry. And so I ask for your prayers. I ask for your prayers for the church. I ask for your prayers for St. Peter's. I ask for your prayers for all of those who are in bondage in one form or another. Because you see, this is what the devil does. This is how he operates. The first way, which we're all affected by, is through temptation, that we're all tempted every day. But then what he does, if people give him more room, in some cases he will seek to oppress them. And so that there'll be things happening in their lives that they can't explain that are dark and frightening and unsettling. We see this in the book of Job, that Job was repeatedly oppressed by the devil. There are others who are obsessed by the devil, And that is in their thinking and in what's going on in their interior life, they just can't get away from this darkness. And in a very, very, very few cases, some people are possessed. And when people are possessed, the church says that there are clear manifestations. They can speak in tongues they do not know, other languages. They have a supernatural strength, and they also have the ability to tell the future. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, we are part of the church that has Jesus as our head. And we are part of a church that understands that certain men have a particular authority and that their hands have been anointed. May St. Peter's be a parish within the Diocese of Calgary where we want to put into practice more and more Matthew 9:35 and following. For I do know that I have been called, that the Lord has laid his hands on me to be part of this body, to be part of the holy priesthood, so that we can serve in a way that, like the Good Shepherd Jesus, many, many people will find true liberation.